can roll up right quick.
Go ahead. But yeah, it's.
Are we live?
We always live. They know you smoke. They have heard our other episodes. You got to like. Getting high on air is a new thing.
Well, don't judge me. All right.
Can't nobody see you. But yeah, that's. These kids will never know about Kmart, dog.
Kmart was the shit. You could go in there with like $20 and come out with like 3 watches, a shirt. three packs of Pokemon cards.
Oh God, look.
It still would. It still have like $20 in your pocket if you knew how to steal.
Listen, that Pokemon wave was crazy.
Yeah, not as much as like I was. I got gypped. I got gypped in the trading card.
Like between 99 and 01.
I got gypped in the trading card shit because I wasn't. I realized you gotta be kind of. You had to like if you didn't have like rich parents or parents that had a good job, like you know.
Boy, look.
Else you were shit, or else you had to steal your shits because I got nothing in packs. I would open up packs and be disappointed.
Listen, no cap. I got my worst ass whooping of my life attached to Pokemon cards.
Oh, when you traded that card, you weren't supposed to trade.
No, listen. So look back. So back in the day, my pops used to have like this coin jar in the closet. It had like gold, dollars, quarters, whatever. So you know. My cousin used to stay right beside fucking Kmart. So I used to go to her house to like be over there for a hot minute. I used to take my daddy's change, fucking walk down the street to Kmart and buy like racks of Pokemon cards. So time was going by. And I guess like the more change he was putting in, I was taking it out. So it was like a big circle. And I guess like one day he like took his coin jar to count it. Yeah, he was missing a good amount of change. And I remember he came in and was like, did you take my money out of my change jar? And I couldn't even lie. I told him, yeah. And he was like, so what was you buying with my money? And I told him what I bought. Boy, he lit my ass up. Boy, I got shit. That was probably like top tier, one of the worst ass whoopings I ever got by.
And you didn't think this was wrong?
Shit, I was trying to get that guap. I was trying to get some good Pokemon card. The ass whooping was worth it.
You didn't think enough of your mind thought this was wrong?
Well, I mean, like at the time when I was doing it.
When you were literally stealing, you deserve that ass whooping.
I mean,
I think I somewhat remember that shit too. Weren't you trying to collect all the Pokemon cards and stuff for it to get some of the money back or some shit like that?
Hell no, I got them bitches. I remember, cause like I used to go to my cousin's house and like out of 7 days, I was going to 4 days that week. So I was still his money like 4 days. Cause a pack of cards
is like what, $3?
Yeah. So change. I used to take $3 gold. Like every time, like boop boop boop. And I used to have maybe like a nickel on me, so I used to have the tax. So then like I used to walk down there.
Them shits real. You know what though? I remember something. You gotta remember.
It was Pokemon a 10 pack of cards was $3.
It was $3.
So I used to keep getting cards every time. And then I remember I had every card in the collection. This is where I got caught up, though.
The thing was,
this is where I got caught up. I would have not got caught up. You remember the value pack of cards? They used to be like,
oh, the decks.
It used to be like $9.99.
Yeah, the decks. I stole.
My grandpa gave me 5, and then I stole the other 5 from my daddy's change jar. That's how I got caught up. He wasn't getting caught up when I was getting $2-3 at a time. Is when I stole, he had more gold dollars. So I stole basically a shit ton of quarters.
Yeah, I have a feeling if you would have stole the quarters, he probably wouldn't have caught your ass.
No. Because, you know, a gold dollar, think about it, one gold dollar, 4 quarters.
Yeah.
I was good stealing the gold dollars. But then once I was stealing the quarters, that's when the change jar was getting a little light. Boy, he lit up on my ass. That's when I got caught up. Cause I got greedy. So I got the value.
You got your ass beat.
Yeah, cause I was like, damn. Cause I was like, damn. I'm tired of getting like, I'm tired of buying one pack at a time. I was like, I might as well get this.
Cause for the kids in the struggle, that one pack a week, that one pack every 2 weeks wasn't shit.
Well, not just that, I was tired of getting.
Or you could save up your allowance and buy a deck.
Well, now listen, because I was tired of getting the same cards in a pack. So I was like,
that was the gist of it. You would open up a pack and you would get the same shit.
You get 10 cards, but you already got seven of them.
Seven of
them. So I was like, damn, I might as well steal more and get the bigger pack of cards.
The card shops, you would go to the card shops and then you would see the card you want. This shit would be like 48
bucks. Because, well, after me stealing the money, I had to wait for the heat to die down. And by the time I had told my mama, can you take me to Eden so I can go to the card shop? It was closed.
Yeah.
So I was, damn. But then by that time, I was starting to like phase out a bit of collecting Pokemon cards, and I was doing sports cards.
That card shop in Eden got a bunch of people's money at the time.
Oh yeah, that they was caking.
Yeah, they were.
They was balling.
But that Yu-Gi-Oh phase was crazy too.
Nah, I ain't getting into that.
I did.
I couldn't get into the. I played the game, but I couldn't get into like too deep. So I was just. Whatever.
Ass whooping over you, Pokemon cards. That's crazy.
But you ever got that one ass whooping that is making you like reflect on life? I got two. That was the first one. The second ass.
Oh yeah, when I.
Listen, I got two. I told you the first one, but
was when I said fuck you when I told an adult to go fuck himself. And I turned right back and almost right there and I said, God damn it.
Yeah, but look,
it was right there too.
But look,
right there.
This was the second, like,
told this old lady to go fuck herself.
This was the second ass whooping I received that, like, I feel like it wasn't even my fault. I was just a bad, misunderstood kid in a bad circumstance. But look, you a 90s child, or if you, the 90s that you remember, but you were, you alright?
Yeah.
I was fine. But no, you remember like back in the like the mid 90s, beginning 2000s, you remember the entertainment system, like the all wood ones that you
put
on TV, and then like the three compartments for like your VCR or game system or whatever.
Yeah, didn't you bring that shit down when you went down?
No, but listen, this is what happened, right? I will never forget this day as long as I fucking live. Me and my brother was playing the game in the living room with the entertainment system. And we had ours for a while, so like the glass door, the piece used to pop off. So we used to have like slot piece on to keep the glass in place so it don't fall.
Yeah.
I mean, we went somewhere, came back home. My daddy was like, "Where the piece at to the glass part of the entertainment system?" And me and my brother was like, "It's in the living room." He was like, "No, the fuck it's not." And the glass was just sitting on the floor. And he was like, "Where the fuck this glass piece at?" And me and my brother, we cried and shit. We was like, "We don't know." He was like, "If y'all don't find this motherfucking glass piece," he was blanking the fuck out, like yelling. Like he was spazzing the fuck out. And me and my brother was crying. It was motherfucking crazy as hell. And then I remember he was blanking the fuck out, like aggressively. And I had to think about, where the fuck is this glass piece at? Turned out, I remember giving my brother his fucking bottle and it was in the crib. Like, just sitting right there. He sent his spasm the fuck out. Like, he didn't even let us look for it. I was like, bro, it's crazy. These kids, they don't know about that child abuse.
Stupid.
Child abuse
child
built
abuse
character.
Builds character, man.
I swear to God. That child abuse builds character. I ain't even getting in trouble no more after getting beaten like that. I was good.
Man, I remember my lab. I'll say. Yeah, that was my last good beat. I don't even remember it. I think it was so severe I passed out.
You said last good
beat? My last good beat was like so severe I think I passed out afterwards. So I was like,
damn.
Let's see. What I remember, let's
my
see.
My last ass.
I do remember my last good like lesson when my mom locked me, when my mom made me staying outside all night. and I had to sleep in the car.
Because you think you outside because you ate all the cheese at the fridge.
What?
The time you ate all the cheese at the fridge.
I was drunk as fuck.
Your mama said, we didn't even have a bag of
sauce. I was drunk as fuck. Man, she wasn't even mad about the cheese. She was mad at the fact that I was disrespectful. I was drunk as fuck.
She see you at the damn house eating that lasagna. I mean, bro, the cheese for the lasagna.
Yeah, bro. I don't even.
Why
remember
would you
eating,
eat street
bro,
cheese?
I
that's
don't,
a bag.
Bro. I was. I don't remember. I just remember being in that house. Being. It wasn't just the cheese. I ate the cheese. I ate pepperoni, bro. I ate like just shit, random shit. She said. She came in there. I don't even remember. She was like, yo, Tim, open the door. Only thing I remember was hitting that damn ground. I was like, what? And it was like night. I said, yeah, it was like morning. I had to go find, and when nobody opening the door either. I was cussing out everybody. I was calling everybody. I said, yo, can I come over for a little bit? I'm about to go somewhere. I'm going to sleep. I even called you. I was cussing people out left and right.
This dead ass is the last ass whooping I got, and I remember this. I was in fucking sixth grade, and I was in middle school. Shout out to my teacher, Miss Cobb.
I remember her.
Listen, Miss Cobb called my mom in the middle of the fucking day when I knew my mom was asleep. She called her. I ain't gonna front, and I know when little boys do this, I know why they're doing it too, but I was a class clown. In middle school, we're in sixth grade.
Is this when I got you in trouble for saying Quinn's fat ass did this and I actually called you?
No, that we was some grades up, and you shout for that too. But at the time, I used to make this girl laugh because I thought she was so fucking fine. And I remember Shorty and me used to sit at the same fucking table, and I used to do stupid shit all the time, like make her laugh and some great shit. And I remember I called somebody a bitch or something, and Miss Cobb was like, oh, okay. She was like, I got you. She's like, I'm gonna call your mama, Mr. Martin. I was like, chill, you ain't gonna call my mama. She called my mama and shit. And then my mama was like, yeah, we're gonna talk about it when you get back home. And I was like, oh shit, all right. So the trailer we used to stay in, the door used to open the opposite way. So like, when I opened the door used to go to the right, not the left. So when I opened the door, I was like, all right, cool. My mama was asleep by that time. I shut that fucking door. She was behind the door. Boy, you talk about got your ass beat. She grabbed the first thing she found, beat my ass with a fucking shoe. Them shoe ass whoopings hit different.
Surprise ass whooping, bro.
She grabbed that fucking shoe. She was beating me with everything. First, she beat me with a shoe. Regroup, beat me with a belt. But she didn't beat me with anything.
I remember one time my mom said, I'm gonna just stop beating you. And she said, I'm gonna just start taking shit. And I came home one day, and I came home to a bare room.
Nigga, she ate it into your ass, didn't she?
No. You don't think I'm joking. I came home to a bare room. There was just a sheet on the bed and a pillow.
That's what I'm saying. She got them Ed and energy.
I said, I came, I was like, just beat me. I begged for a beating. She went to work. Listen. You don't understand. I don't even know what she did with my stuff. She cleaned my room. It was like that for 2 months.
Hey, what the fuck was you doing? She put you in jail.
Miss Young's bitch ass.
Hey, don't talk about my baby.
She
even though she
Quinn's unfocused, and he just
you was unfocused. Listen,
just because I read comic books during class doesn't mean I was unfocused.
Quinn, being with you got me in so much trouble.
You didn't have to fall under my influence.
I didn't. You used to drag me down with you.
It
like
was
I remember,
fun.
Like I remember one day, just because me and you were sitting on the same side of the classroom. You got in trouble and he was like, Isaiah laughing too. Like, why?
Because I refused, especially we were in the same switch class, because you didn't want to be there either. I knew it. That's why I always was like, yeah, me and Isaiah.
I had no problem with switch class. I had problems with y'all.
You would always be like, yo, we're going to read these chapters. Like, I'm going to read this comic book and you're going to do whatever you want to.
See, I can pinpoint in school why I gave up. Because people used to like treat me like, oh, this is easy A.
why are y'all?
It was an easy A. All you had to do was read it after school.
Oh God!
And like the only that was like a kind of hidden sword because that's the only way I kept up with my homework.
That's where they that's took what away I became.
Everything they took away my comic books, Game Boy.
That's when I became a B minus student. Because I used to give full ass effort in school just to have A's all the time.
I remember I was pissed at you one time when you told my mama we had homework, a project we was working on.
I used to be dedicated. And then
he said Quentin did his part of the project.
Because I had a class all. It was everybody I knew in one class,
and it was the accelerated class, and you knew we had so much homework.
Y'all know why I gave up. I used to come in the classroom. Here y'all go.
This nigga.
I said, y'all do homework last night? Bro, yeah. Let me cop homework going through around the class. I remember when I got caught.
What's the name? Accelerated reading class.
Miss Young was like, why you give everybody your homework? And I was like, I just wanted to feel like I was
belong. You should have just been like, I didn't do it.
No, she knew I did my homework.
She would come to me. Did you do your homework?
Nope. Hey, Miss. I ain't gonna lie, Miss Young was fine to sell back
then. Didn't she get arrested for...
Hey, leave my baby alone. Let's not talk about it on real.
Oh, yeah, she was the one that did it, wasn't
hey,
she?
Hey, let's talk about it. Let's stop.
It be the ones that be messing with the boy.
I mean...
See, I told you it was something wrong with that lady. Even back then, I said...
I feel like what I might say on air, people might take this the wrong way. But
you wanted to be one of them. You wanted to be a
other than that, disgusting, but this bastard. Is what, I don't give a fuck. But no, listen, this is what I think. Anytime it's young female teacher and boy,
hold on. No, that is not that. We are not gonna do that.
Oh, we're doing.
We are not gonna do
this.
That.
We're
nope,
doing
that. Nope.
You
nope,
ain't gonna
nope,
be finished.
Nope. Nope. I won't let you finish.
What?
And
no, for real.
On that note,
no, I'll finish this.
We are about to wrap. I'll be goddamn.
Nope.
I'll be goddamn if you on this show, goddammit. Alright. I'ma call a lateral before you do that shit.
Wait, I'm picking it right back off.
No, she was an awful person back then.
Dion.
And she's an awful person right now.
I'm not saying she did that too. But what I'm saying
Whoa, you bitch, you're gonna sit up here and say she gave me a zero multiple times.
You deserve it. But no.
How did I deserve it?
You probably did some shit to get the zero.
For reading Cyberforce and Wildcats in the middle of class.
If you would spend that much energy doing your homework, you wouldn't have got
homework
zero.
Was boring.
That's why you got a zero. But no, what I'm about to say is
she called my mom.
I did too.
Multiple times.
Also me too. That's why me and Regina know each other on first name basis. But no, if
I start talking about Keely, you wanna start.
Right. You gonna call what? You and Keely was cool.
Yeah, but somebody, I remember that one time I called you and somebody yelled out, Keela, I will kill us all. And I'm starting to think it was your daddy.
I feel like you dreamed that shit.
I did not dream that
I was
shit.
Never in a situation
we
in my life.
We were on the phone.
To where
all of a sudden, Keela, I will kill us all.
I feel
and
like,
you was like, I gotta go. And I was like, what?
I feel like you dreamed it. But no, what I was getting ready to say was, anytime I feel like it's young teacher, female.
She was not young.
And young. Yes, she was. At the time she was our teacher, she was like 25.
And
she had just graduated college. I remember her host, she graduated from Campbell University.
You know too much about that goddamn lady.
Because she was fine as hell.
She was mean.
Oh, she was mean. Like, hey, fine bitches can be mean. But that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I feel like anytime it's young female teacher and
she
young
said I
boy,
had ADD, which I was feel, true at the time.
I feel
but...
like someone told on that boy and they was hating.
She said I had ADD.
So you have no rebuttal to what I just said.
What?
I feel like anytime it's young female teacher and young
yeah,
boy,
I do have a rebuttal. You're a horrible person. Alright.
No, I feel like somebody told on that boy and they was hating. And someone snitched on that man. Listen. Someone snitched on that man. I'm not saying it's not creepy. Because old man, old, you know, young, whatever, same, it was flip-flop the same sex, it would still be creepy. But I feel like someone hated on that young
you
man.
You are an awful person.
But at 15, clapping the
wow.
old teacher's cheeks, and she cute
was,
too.
And she was like old at that time. And she put on weight. I seen the picture. She put on weight. She wasn't even like.
Weight make a woman look good.
What? Not all the time.
She.
And we'll just leave that at that. But
you scared to talk to fat women?
Oh no, I'm not that. It's just that sometimes weight and age hit certain people, and it just doesn't look good.
I'll hit weight and age.
I'm just saying that kid is probably in therapy right now.
That kid is still probably writing her right now.
That kid is probably in.
He is still probably beating, and we don't even know about it. Like, boy. I wish I was.
I can't believe it. On that note,
I'm just saying, back in the day,
hell,
she can take me.
I'll be goddamn.
She was cute as hell in them boys.
No, she was. What? She was a bitch.
I'm not taking nothing from her attitude. You know? I'm just saying, round 0405.
Even the teacher that I had at the time, who I did like, and she was like cute at the time, who didn't like her either. She didn't like her either.
Listen, every teacher I thought was cute, they are still cute currently to this day.
Keep up with your teachers, man.
Why not? Every teacher that I keep up with played an important role in my life that made me what I am. Like, everything I took what they said, it helped me mold me to what I am.
One of my teachers looked at me and when I was in Florida, it was kind of weird. I bumped into one of them and they were like, I kind of pictured you being here. And I said, what the fuck does that mean? See, and they go right there. And then they walked off.
It's because every teacher I have ever had made me, like I said, who I am.
But I just hate that reaction. Like, when people, like, come up to me, like, you know, you're at the point where I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? And then they're like, see,
some used to bust their ass.
I see what you mean by the soul, by my soul.
Yeah.
My soul.
But
thing.
Some teachers used to, like, put
their. Remember that one teacher I sent to the principal's office? Look,
teachers, most of them used to put their heart and soul. Some kids just, like, shit on them.
I was just bringing up a good point that teacher from England sounded like the.
That's
like
his name is Mr. Grady.
I didn't think he was gonna start like cry.
See, that's your problem, because Mr. Grady taught me.
I got wrote up for that.
You deserve to, because Mr. Grady taught me.
I wasn't making fun of his accent either. I kept having to explain that to people.
That's not the point. Yes, you did. And the point is,
you did. You were laughing too.
No, I was laughing at you were taking the time away from me to learn. Because he also helped me to learn the books.
Like, you were laughing hard as hell and I got rolled up.
Because it's 10 o'clock in the morning and you sitting here.
Doing an English accent reading.
That's why I was playing. Like, why are you doing this?
I didn't think he was going to do this. I cannot teach this young man.
If it was not for him, I would have not learned some of my favorite books I have ever read.
Oh god, like, but I did all the homework. He was like one of
being
my favorite
an ass.
Teacher.
But you, the way he was treating that man was crazy.
What? And then they moved me out of his class. And I liked his class.
Because I thought when you was gone, I finally got to read Matilda the way I wanted to.
He didn't even read out loud after I left.
That's because you destroyed that man's. You have actually been in my life for so long. You always derail me with stupidity. I remember that. Fifth grade. You fucked with me then, and you still, ever since fifth grade, you have always been a thorn in my side.
But I can remember like a handful of times, but the whole Mr. Grady debacle, that wasn't just my fault.
You 70%. You made that man not read out loud to students. I had to stay after school to read Matilda with him because I wanted to learn. It's because of him I learned who Ronald Dahl is. Shout out.
He threw my copy of The Sorcerer's Stone at me.
On that note, we will see y'all next week. But this is y'all boy, the Ravishing Rude.
You fucking cunt.
And that person who cannot breathe right now is Parker Lewis. And we'll see y'all next week.
Roll up right quick.
Go ahead. But yeah, it's.
Are we live?
We always live. They know you smoke. They have heard our other episodes. You got to like. Getting high on air is a new thing.
Well, don't judge me. All right.
Anybody see you? But yeah, that's. These kids will never know about Kmart, dog.
Kmart was the shit. You could go in there with like $20 and come out with like 3 watches, a shirt. Three packs of Pokemon cards.
Oh God, look.
And still with, and still have like $20 in your pocket if you knew how to steal.
Listen, that Pokemon wave is crazy.
Yeah, not as much. Not as much as like I was. I got like gypped. I got gypped in the trading card.
Like between 99 and 01.
I got gypped in the trading card shit because I wasn't. I realized you gotta be kind of. You had to like if you didn't have like rich parents or parents that had a good job, like you know.
Boy, look.
Else you were shit. Cause nope. Or else you had to steal your shits because nope, nope. I got nothing in packs. I would open up packs and be disappointed.
Listen, no cap. I got my worst ass whooping of my life attached to Pokemon cards.
Oh, when you traded that card, you weren't supposed to trade.
No, listen. So look back. So back in the day, my pops used to have like this coin jar in the closet. It had like gold, dollars, quarters, whatever, whatever. So you know, my cousin used to stay right beside fucking Kmart. So I used to go to her house to like be over there for a hot minute. I used to take my daddy's change. Fucking walk down the street to Kmart and buy like racks of Pokemon cards. So time was going by, and I guess like the more change he was putting in, I was taking it out. So it was like a big circle. And I guess like one day he like took his coin jar to count it, and he was missing like a good amount of change. And I remember he came in and was like, "Did you take my money out of my change jar?" And I couldn't even lie. I told him, yeah. And he was like, "So what was you buying with my money?" And I told him what I bought. Boy, he lit my ass up. Boy, I got shit. That was probably like top tier, one of the worst ass whoopings I ever got in my life.
And you didn't think this was wrong?
Shit, I was trying to get that guap. I was trying to get the good Pokemon card. The ass whooping like, was worth it.
You didn't think enough of your mind thought this was wrong?
Well, I mean, like at the time when I was doing it,
when you were literally stealing, you deserve that ass.
I mean,
I think I somewhat remember that shit too. Weren't you trying to find collect all the Pokemon cards at some point to get some of the money back or some shit like that?
Hell no, I got them bitches. I remember because like I used to go to my cousin's house and like out of 7 days, I was going to 4 days. So I was still his money like 4 days. Cause a pack of cards
is like what, $3?
Yeah. So change. I used to take $3 gold like every time, like boop boop boop. And I used to have maybe like a nickel on me. So I used to have the tax. So then like I used to walk down there.
Them shits were, you know what though? I remember something. You gotta remember.
It was Pokemon a 10 pack of cards was $3.
It was $3.
So I used to keep getting cards every time. And then I remember I had every card in the collection. This is where I got caught up though.
The thing was,
this is where I got caught up. I would have not got caught up. You remember the value pack of cards? They used to be like,
oh, the decks.
It used to be like $9.99.
Yeah, the decks. So
I literally stole my grandpa gave me 5. And then I stole the other 5 from my daddy's change jar. That's how I got caught up. He wasn't getting caught up when I was getting $2-3 at a time. It's when I stole, he had no gold dollars. So I stole basically a shit ton of quarters.
Yeah, I have a feeling if you would have stole the quarters, he probably wouldn't have caught your ass.
No. Because, you know, a gold dollar, think about it, one gold dollar, 4 quarters.
Yeah.
I was good stealing the gold dollars. But then once I was still in the quarters, that's when the change jar was getting a little light. Boy, he lit up on my ass. That's when I got caught up. Because I got greedy. So I got the value.
You got your ass beat.
Yeah, because I was like, damn. Because I was like, damn, I'm tired of getting like, I'm tired of buying one pack at a time. I was like, I might as well get this.
For the kids in the struggle, that one pack a week, that one pack every 2 weeks wasn't shit.
But not just that, I was tired of getting.
Or you could save up your allowance and buy a deck.
Well, no, listen, because I was tired of getting the same cards in a pack. So I was like,
that was the gist of it. You would open up a pack and you would get the same shit.
You get 10 cards, but you already got 7 of them.
7 of them.
So I was like, damn, I might as well steal more and get. and get the bigger pack of cards.
The car shops, you would go to the car shops, and then you would see the car you want. She would be like 48
because,
bucks.
Well, after me stealing the money, I had to wait for the heat to die down. And by the time I had told my mama, can you take me to Eden so I can go to the card shop? It was closed.
Yeah.
So I was, damn. But then by that time, I was starting to like phase out a bit of collecting Pokemon cards, and I was doing sports cards.
That car shop in Eden got a bunch of people's money at the time.
Oh, yeah, they was caking.
Yeah, they were.
They was balling.
But that Yu-Gi-Oh phase was crazy, too.
Nah, I ain't get into that.
I did.
I couldn't get into the... I played the game, but I couldn't get into, like, too deep. So I was just... whatever.
Ass whooping over Pokemon cards. That's crazy.
But you ever got that one ass whooping that is making, like, reflect on life? I got two. That was the first one. The second ass...
Oh, yeah, when I...
Listen, I got two. I told you the first one, but
was when I said fuck you when I told an adult to go fuck himself. And I turned right back and almost right there and I said, God damn it. It was right there too.
But look,
right there.
This was the second, like,
I told this old lady to go fuck herself.
This was the second ass whooping I received that, like, I feel like it wasn't even my fault. I was just a bad, misunderstood kid in a bad circumstance. But look, you a 90s child, or the 90s that you remember. But you were... You alright?
Yeah.
I was fine. But no. You remember, like, back in the mid... 90s, beginning 2000s. You remember the entertainment system? Like, the all wood one that you had the TV.
Yeah.
And then like the three compartments for like your VCR or game system or whatever.
Yeah, didn't you bring that shit down when you went out?
No. But listen, this is what happened, right? I would never forget this day as long as I fucking live. Me and my brother was playing the game in the living room with the entertainment system. And we had ours for a while, so like the glass door, the piece used to pop off. So we used to have like slot piece on to keep the glass in place so it don't fall.
Yeah.
I mean, we went somewhere, came back home. My daddy was like, "What a piece hit to the glass part of the entertainment system." And me and my brother was like, "It's in the living room." He was like, "No, the fuck it's not." And the glass was just sitting on the floor. And he was like, "Where the fuck this glass piece at?" And me and my brother, we cried and shit. We was like, "We don't know." He was like, "If y'all don't find this motherfucking glass piece..." He was blanking the fuck out. Like, yelling. Like, he was spazzing the fuck out. And me and my brother was crying. It was motherfucking crazy as hell. And then I remember, he was blanking the fuck out, like, aggressively. And I had to think, I was like, "Where the fuck is this glass piece at?" Turned out, I remember getting my brother his fucking bottle and it was in the crib. Like, just sitting right there. He's in his spasm the fuck out. Like, he didn't even let us look for it. I was like, bro, it's crazy. These kids, they don't know about that child abuse.
Stupid.
Child abuse
builds character. Builds character, man.
I swear to God. Child abuse builds character. I ain't even getting in trouble no more after getting beaten like that. I was good.
Man, I remember my lab. Yeah, that was my last good beat. I don't even remember it. I think it was so severe I passed out.
You said last good
beat? Yeah, my last good beat was like so severe I think I passed out afterwards. So I was like,
damn.
Let's see. What I remember, let's
my
see.
My last ass.
I do remember my last good like lesson when my mom locked me, when my mom made me staying outside all night. And I had to sleep in the car.
Because you threw you outside because you ate all the cheese at the fridge.
What?
The time you ate all the cheese at the fridge.
I was drunk as fuck.
Your mama said, "Clean your hair, baby, by the side.
I was drunk as fuck, man. She wasn't even mad about the cheese. She was mad at the fact that I was disrespectful. I was drunk as fuck.
She see you at the damn house eating that lasagna. I mean, bro, the cheese for the lasagna.
Yeah, bro. I don't even remember.
Why was you eating street
bro,
cheese?
I
that's
don't,
a bag.
Bro, I don't remember. I just remember being in that house. It wasn't just the cheese. I ate the cheese. I ate pepperoni. Bro, I ate, like, just shit. Random shit. She said, she came in there. I don't even remember. She's like, yo, Tim, open the door. Only thing I remember was hitting that damn ground. I was like, what? And it was like night. I said, yeah, it was like morning. I had to go find, and when nobody opening the door either. I was cussing out everybody. I was calling everybody. I said, yo, can I come over for a little bit? I'm about to go somewhere. I got to sleep. I even called you. I was cussing people out left and right.
This dead ass is the last ass whooping I got. And I remember this. I was in fucking sixth grade and I was in middle school. Shout out to my teacher, Miss Cobb.
I remember her.
Listen, Miss Cobb called my mom in the middle of the fucking day when I knew my mom was asleep. She called her. I ain't gonna front, and I know when little boys do this, I know why they're doing it too, but I was a class clown in middle school. We're in sixth grade.
Is this when I got you in trouble for saying Quinn's fat ass did this and I actually called you?
No, that we was some grades up, and you shout for that too. But at the time, I used to make this girl laugh because I thought she was so fucking fine. And I remember Shorty and me used to sit at the same fucking table, and I used to do stupid shit all the time, like make her laugh and some great shit. And I remember I called somebody a bitch or something, and Miss Cobb was like, oh, okay. She was like, I got you. She's like, I'm gonna call your mama, Mr. Martin. I was like, chill, you ain't gonna call my mama. She called my mama and shit. And then my mama was like, yeah, we're gonna talk about it when you get back home. And I was like, oh shit, all right. So the trailer we used to stay in, the door used to open the opposite way. So like, when I opened the door used to go to the right, not the left. So when I opened the door, I was like, all right, cool. My mom was asleep by that time. I shut that fucking door. She was behind the door. Boy, you talk about got your ass beat. She grabbed the first thing she found, beat my ass with a fucking shoe. Them shoe ass whoopings hit different.
Surprise ass whooping, bro. No problem.
She grabbed that fucking shoe. She was beating me with everything. First, she beat me with a shoe. Regroup, beat me with a belt. But she didn't beat me with everything.
I remember one time my mom said, I'm going to just stop beating you. And she said, I'm just start taking shit. And I came home one day, and I came home to a bare room.
Nigga, she ate in any of your ass, didn't she?
No. You don't think I'm joking. I came home to a bare room. There was just a sheet on the bed and a pillow.
That's what I'm saying. She got them Ed and energy.
I said, I came, I was like, just beat me. I begged for a beating. She went to work. Listen. You don't understand. I don't even know what she did with my stuff. She cleaned my room. It was like that for 2 months.
Then what the fuck was you doing? She put you in jail.
Miss Young's bitch ass.
Hey, don't talk about my baby.
She,
even though she
Quinn's unfocused, and he just
you was unfocused. Listen,
just because I read comic books during class doesn't mean I was unfocused.
Quinn, being with you got me in so much trouble.
You didn't have to fall under my influence.
I didn't. You used to drag me down with you.
It
like
was
I remember,
fun.
Like I remember one day, just because me and you were sitting on the same side of the classroom. You got in trouble and he was like, Isaiah laughing too. Like, why?
Because I refused, especially we were in the same switch class, because you didn't want to be there either. I knew it. That's why I always was like, yeah, me and Isaiah.
I had no problem with switch class. I had problems with y'all.
You would always be like, yo, we're going to read these chapters. Like, I'm going to read this comic book and you're going to do whatever you want to.
See, I can pinpoint in school why I gave up, because people used to like treat me like, oh, this is an easy A. Like, why are y'all?
It was an easy A. All you had to do was read it after school.
Oh God!
And, like the only that was like a kind of hidden sword, because that's the only way I kept up with my homework.
That's
where
I became.
Everything. They took away my comic books, Game Boy.
That's when I became a B- student. Because I used to give full ass effort in school just to have A's all the time.
I remember I was pissed at you one time when you told my mama we had homework, a project we was working on.
I used to be dedicated. And then
he said Quentin did his part of the project.
Because I had a class it was everybody I knew in one class. And
it was the accelerated class, and you knew we had so much homework.
Y'all know why I gave up. I used to come in the classroom. Here y'all go.
This,
I said, y'all do homework last night? Bro, yeah. Let me got homework going through around the class. I remember when I got caught.
What's in the accelerated reading class?
Miss Young was like, why you give everybody your homework? And I was like, I just wanted to feel like I was
belong. You should have just been like, I didn't do it.
No, she knew I did my homework.
She would come to me. Did you do your homework?
Nope. I ain't gonna lie, Miss Young was fine to say back then.
Didn't she get arrested for?
Hey, leave my baby alone. Let's not talk about it on real.
Oh yeah, she was the one that did it, wasn't
hey,
she?
Hey, let's talk about. Let's stop.
It be the ones that be messing with the boy.
I mean,
see, I told you it was something wrong with that lady. Even back then, I said.
I feel like what I might say on air, people might take this the wrong way. But
you wanted to be one of them.
Other than that, but this is what, I don't give a fuck. But no, listen, this is what I think. Anytime it's young female teacher and boy,
hold on. No, that is not that. We are not gonna do that.
Oh, we're doing.
We are not gonna do that. Nope.
You ain't gonna finish.
Nope. I won't let you finish.
What?
And
no, for real.
On that note,
no, I'll finish this.
We are about to wrap. I'll be goddamn. Nope. I'll be goddamn you on this show, goddamn it. All right.
Come on.
I'm a call a lateral before you do that shit.
Wait, I'm picking it right back off.
No, she was an awful person back then.
Dion.
And she's an awful person right now.
I'm not saying she did that too. But what I'm saying
Whoa. You bitch, you're gonna sit up here and say she gave me a zero multiple times.
You deserve it. But no.
How did I deserve it?
You probably did some shit to get the zero.
For reading Cyber Force and Wildcats in the middle of class.
If you would spend that much energy doing your homework, you wouldn't have got
homework
zero.
Was boring.
That's why you got a zero. But no, what I'm about to say is
she called my mom.
I did too.
Multiple times.
Also me too. That's why me and Regina know each other on first name basis. But no, if
I start talking about Keely, you wanna start.
Right. You gonna call what? You and Keely was cool.
Yeah, but somebody, I remember that one time I called you and somebody yelled out, Keela, I will kill us all. And I'm starting to think it was your daddy.
I feel like you dreamed that shit.
I did not dream that
I was
shit.
Never in a situation
we
in my life.
We were on the phone. To where and all of a sudden, Keela, I will kill us all.
And
you was like, I gotta go. And I was like, what?
I feel like you dreamed it. But no, what I was getting ready to say was, anytime I feel like it's young teacher, female.
She was not young.
And young. Yes, she was. At the time she was our teacher, she was like 25.
And
she had just graduated college. I remember her also she graduated from Campbell University.
Goddamn, you knew too much about that goddamn lady.
She was fine as hell.
I mean, goddamn, she was
mean. Oh, she was mean. Like, hey, fine bitches can be mean, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I feel like anytime it's young female teacher and
she
young
said I had
boy,
ADD, which I was feel, true at the time.
I feel
but...
like someone told on that boy and they was hating.
She said I had ADD.
So you have no rebuttal to what I just said.
What?
I feel like anytime it's young female teacher and young
yeah,
boy,
I do have a rebuttal. You're a horrible person. Alright.
No, I feel like somebody told on that boy and they was hating. And someone snitched on that man. Listen. Someone snitched on that man. I'm not saying it's not creepy. Because young, whatever, same, it was flip flop, the same sex, it would still be creepy. But I feel like someone hated on that young
you
man.
You are an awful person.
Boy, at 15, clapping the old teacher's cheeks. And she cute
was,
too.
And she was like old at that time. And she put on weight. I seen the picture. She put on weight. She wasn't even like.
Weight make a woman look good.
What? Not all of them.
She
and we'll just leave that at that. But
you scared to talk to fat women?
Oh no, I'm not that. It's just that sometimes weight and age hit certain people, and it just doesn't look good.
I'll hit weight and age.
I'm just saying that guy, that kid is probably in therapy right now.
That kid is still probably writing her right now.
That kid is probably in.
He is still probably beating him. We don't even know. Like, boy. I wish I was.
I can't believe it. On that note,
I'm just saying, back in the day,
hell,
she can take me.
I'll be goddamn.
She was cute as hell, them boys.
No, she what? She was a bitch, man.
I'm not taking them from her attitude. You know? I'm just saying, round 04, 05.
Even the teacher that I had at the time, who I did like, and she was like cute at the time, who didn't like her either. She didn't like her either.
Listen, every teacher I thought was cute, they are still cute currently to this day.
You keep up with your teachers, man.
Why not? Every teacher that I keep up with played an important role in my life that made me what I am. Like, everything I took what they said, it helped me mold me to what I am.
One of my teachers looked at me and when I was in Florida, it was kind of weird. I bumped into one of them and they were like, I kind of pictured you being here. And I said, what the fuck does that mean? See, and they go right there. And then they walked off.
It's because every teacher I have ever had made me, like I said, who I am.
But I just hate that reaction. Like, when people, like, come up to me, like, you know, you're at the point where I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? And then they're like, see,
some used to bust their ass.
I see what you mean by the soul, by my soul.
Yeah.
My soul.
But
thing.
Some teachers used to, like, put
their. Remember that one teacher I sent to the principal's office? Look,
teachers, most of them used to put their heart and soul. Some kids used to, like, shit on them.
Didn't shit on him. Except I was just bringing up a good point that teacher from England sounded like the.
That's
like
his name is Mr. Grady.
I didn't think he was gonna start like cry.
See, that's your problem, because Mr. Grady taught me.
I got wrote up for that.
You deserve to, because Mr. Grady taught me.
I wasn't making fun of his accent either. I kept having to explain that to people.
That's not the point. Yes, you did. And the point is,
you did. You were laughing too.
No, I was laughing that you were taking the time away from me to learn, because he also helped me to learn the books.
Like, you were laughing hard as hell, and I got rolled up.
Because it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and you sitting here
doing an English accent reading.
That's why
book.
I was afraid. Like, why are you doing this?
I didn't think he was going to do this. I cannot teach this young man.
If it was not for him, I would have not learned some of my favorite books I have ever read.
Oh, God. Like, but I did all the homework. He was like one of my favorite teachers.
But the way he was treating that man was crazy.
What? And then they moved me out of his class. And I liked his class.
Because I thought, when you was gone, I finally got to read Matilda the way I wanted to.
He didn't even read out loud after I left.
That's because you destroyed that man's. You have actually been in my life for so long. You always derail me with stupidity. I remember that. Fifth grade, you fucked with me then, and you still, ever since fifth grade, you have always been a thorn in my side.
But I can remember like a handful of times, but the whole Mr. Grady debacle, that wasn't just my fault.
You 70%. You made that man not read out loud to students. I had to stay after school to read Matilda with him because I wanted to learn. It's because of him I learned who Ronald Dahl is. Shout out.
He threw my copy of The Sorcerer's Stone at me.
On that note, we will see y'all next week. But this is y'all boy, the Ravishing Rude.
You fucking cunt.
And that person who cannot breathe right now is Parker Lewis. And we'll see y'all next week.